laugh in the middle of the set last night at Fenway Shine. You got a ton of old stuff last night. I was so worried about that show that it was going to be all the country stuff that Wiggy doesn't like. Wiggy, you would have appreciated Post Malone last night. I can tell you that much.
Okay. I like old school Post Malone.
It was weird. You could tell the fans that were there, not to stereotype, but it was mostly the ladies who were in their cowboy hats expecting some kind of a country show, and it really was not a country show.
It was a mix. The difference between Post Malone the last time I saw him when he was here 2 years ago to now is it used to just be him out there singing, and now it's a whole band. So there's much more that goes into the show. That brings a country feel. He also, like, with Circles, he did like a different rendition almost to Circles that was a bit more country.
I liked it a lot.
But no, Wiggy, I think you would have loved it. He's also still the same guy. Like, he's smoking darts the entire time and drinking beers.
Greg, how did he do his features? Like, how did he do that? Did he do, because remember you were asking like some of the songs he was featured on?
He did one of the Morgan Wallen collabs, and he did it himself.
Yeah.
He didn't sing to a track.
He brought out that guy, Ernest.
Yeah, he brought out a couple of guys.
And then Hardy.
He brought out Hardy, and it was, I thought he did it. I liked the show a lot.
Me too.
I really enjoyed it. So, and I think that's it on the concerts for me.
I have a question for you, Greg.
That's it. Yes,
thank
Curtis.
You, Sam Kennedy. Very good year of concerts.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Perfect. Wild card. It's like we practiced this. Yeah. So when the Red Sox say it's a break-even business, do they omit that last night? Because they're printing cash.
Probably, Curtis. You're probably right about that. Yeah.
So then it's not a break-even business Fenway Park is part of the Red Sox, and they're profiting off of owning the Red Sox by utilizing the building the Red Sox play in to have concerts.
I mean, the place was full, as it was full two nights this week for Pearl Jam. So
were people jacked when Trevor Story hit that bomb? Did they interrupt the concert?
They did not interrupt the... Now, when you say Trevor Story and bomb, is that something you saw in the shower, or is that just Tristan Cassis?
Avert the eyes.
Okay. We will get to what Tristan Cassis saw in the shower with the fellas during They Said It at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. It's game day for the Patriots, and we'll talk about that all morning long with you. We are also going to be joined by Bill O'Brien at 6:45, so in about 15 minutes. My guess is that we may not get to all of the leads now, so we may have some leads after Bill O'Brien. Just a heads up on that. But let's start. Let's get to it right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that?
Sean, I'm going to keep that artist name out my mouth, but our guy, Jermaine Wiggins, being flown all over the globe for autograph signings. Who knew?
I love it.
Who knew how valuable the autograph was?
Keep it up. It's coming.
I got to find his rate card.
Wiggy's in Florida and doing a big event tonight at the Hard Rock Casino. Is that in Seminole, Florida? Is that where that is, Wiggy?
I think it's technically Hollywood, Florida.
It's the Seminole Tribe, I think.
Yes, yes.
In Hollywood, Florida. I've been to that casino. It's a great casino.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, you know, obviously all the musicians stuff that's in there is pretty cool. So
really cool.
Yeah.
And so how does the event go tonight? What do you do? Like, do you sign first?
It's a private event for, you know, a handful of lucky people. That will come in. Will be Q&As. I'll tell some stories about my time playing with the Jets and the Patriots.
Did they ask you to name a wear, like to wear a name tag that said Willie McGinnis? Or
I'll tell some stories about my boy Willie Mack. But people love I got the Super Bowl ring, so we're shining on them.
What's the weather like?
Oh, it's beautiful, Greg. It's in the mid to upper 80s. That's the only thing I would recommend to Curtis now that he's, you know, he's our resident weather personality.
Yes.
Is down here, especially the women weather people. Like, so if you keep seeing me look up, the women weather people and the guys, very easy on the eyes.
Wow, Wiggy, growth.
So it's like when a hurricane's coming, you kind of like, whatever.
I will remind you that you are a married man, sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not wrong with, you know, giving somebody their props and looking.
Interesting you bring that up, Wiggy. There has been an increasing demand for me to do an OnlyFans weather forecast.
Ooh,
you go.
In the nude?
I mean, whatever the high pressure brings.
All right, well, we're glad that you did the show, are doing the show today and tomorrow from Florida, Wiggy. Right. And Shime, good morning.
Morning, Greg. So yesterday we talked a lot about the idea that the New England Patriots receivers, like for Jalen Polk, for instance, is actually getting separation and that we want the New England Patriots to pass. I would just say I don't necessarily want them to try and increase the passing tonight. Let's wait until next Sunday, just because I don't think you're going to have a lot of success against this Jets defense throwing the football. However, as seen by the last 2 weeks in the NFL, you can absolutely run the football against this Jets defense. I think Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson are primed to have a big day. Keep Jacoby Brissett, making sure he doesn't turn the football over. You don't need to start passing quite yet. But then in week 4, really try and open up the passing game a little bit. I think tonight is going to be a massive run night. You can run it right down the Jets' throats, control the clock, and win this football game.
Did the Gibson performance on Sunday catch you off guard a little bit?
Very much so. And
yeah,
I think
same.
The numbers were a little skewed just because he had that one big run. But at the same time, like, he looked good. He has a little bit of juice. He's very similar style-wise to what Ramondre does.
Yeah.
Ramondre seems to have a little bit more power, but I like Gibson a lot. He's a good change of pace. He'll allow Ramondre to not have to carry the ball 30 times in a game. And so I think the duo of the two of them is really good.
The issue for me is, and it was as soon as Jerod Mayo said it on our show, which, you know, if you remember, he said, we're going to be a run team, we're going to run the football, and we're going to dare you to stop us, essentially, is that the issue is that the Jets know you're going to run the football. So
yeah, but they knew the 49ers were going to run the football, too, and they couldn't stop Jordan Mason at all. I mean, the guy ran for 174 yards, and an undrafted free agent. So, like, if you can run on this Jets defense. I just don't think they have the manpower to stop you. They want to try and stop you, but they can't.
Okay. Curtis, good morning. Thank you, Sean. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So a really interesting feature at ESPN today on the under-the-radar insurance policies utilized by owners across the NFL, the benefits of cap space, and the idiocy of the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers was acquired from the Packers by the Jets. While in Green Bay, the Packers had an insurance policy that cost between $1 and $4 million a year to insure his guaranteed salary against injury on the football field. The Jets decided against paying $1 to $4 million because they are cheap. And they had to pay all $37 million. And you know what? When you're the heir to the Johnson & Johnson throne, who gives an F, right? Well, when it comes to the NFL, they would have gotten back 22 of the $37 million, meaning they would have gotten $18 million off their $4 million investment. And that money is utilized the next year as free cap space because it's viewed the same way as cash, which unnamed executives speak throughout this story about the under-the-radar understanding of both insuring guaranteed contracts and how guaranteed contracts are the only way, the only loophole in a closed cap system that creates space out of thin air. Cash means you don't have to be against the cap, which is why the 49ers are where they are with the most cap space and one of the most talented rosters in football. If you insure, I'm sure they insured the Christian McCaffrey deal. You spend between $1 and $4 million, and whatever you get back in money that you pocket also frees up space the next year. So the owners that talk to you about how tough the cap is, Robert Kraft, are lying to you. You can get around it if you just spend money.
You want to sign a guy like Brandon Ayuk, then you can guarantee an S ton of that money and just insure it, is what you're saying, Curtis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
So I don't understand. Other, I mean, I do understand because it's cash. But anybody that says you're at a competitive disadvantage by spending money on great players is lying to you.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
By the way, just normally the texters, others, they don't bother me. These people texting in going, you're protecting Courtney. There's no accountability. Listen to the radio, you donkey. You jackass. She's about to speak right now.
Yeah. The vitriol from yesterday was shocking. But I came on this radio station yesterday and I said that I was whispered to on Tuesday night, which did happen. I was at an event on Tuesday night. I was with somebody I know, somebody that I trust, somebody that I know the connection to the situation we were talking about. And I was told that a deal was done. Waiting on the announcement. I was actually told, keep your phone on loud throughout the event because the news would break Tuesday night. When it didn't break Tuesday, I said, all right, going to happen during Don Sweeney's press conference, I believe. Don Sweeney comes out, says there's a lot of inaccuracies. He brings up the 8 years, $8.5 million, something I did not say. Right. Other people that were whispered to on the interweb said. He brings up spit and chiclets, which we reported on, saying that Don Sweeney didn't return Swayman's calls for 3 weeks. That Swayman, you know, wanted the $10 million. They were offering $6.2 million, whatever. Yep. And he called them out by name. I then open my social media and I am getting ripped. People are pissed that I said that I was told that a deal was done. Now, if that's not the case and Don Sweeney got up there yesterday and said so, then that source I no longer will use. This is the first time I've used this source. I didn't run to social media to be the first to post about it. I actually just texted the people in this room and in Miami with Wiggy. But, like, it's a swing and a miss, apparently. If this person was wrong, this person was wrong. I still know the source. I still know the connection to Swayman.
It's a close connection?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a close connection. Okay. I was told a few things about this upcoming season. And I still believe that this is not over. Like, this is, they are going to get a deal done from things that that this person told me.
Did you hear from the source that may have burned you yesterday?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Did not hear from that person yesterday.
So the source is like ghosting you now? Or just
no,
ghosting
I didn't
you?
Reach out to them. They didn't reach out to me.
Okay.
I feel like people thought, and Greg was super nice, called me because he saw Twitter.
But I thought you were going into one of your famous tailspins.
No, and what there, I told I you, there. I had just woken up from a massage. Okay. I was A-okay yesterday. If you guys are going to get that heated about me saying that a deal's done, a very positive scoop, actually. And I was the only one, really, with a positive scoop in this entire thing. And then I saw the whole narrative that, well, you're going to take credit if it's right. So here's, you got to take the blame when it's wrong. I was not going to take credit. I was told something and I told you that person told me. If you want to throw insults, sling things at me, that's fine. If that's how you want to get out your anger for Swayman not getting a deal done yet and not skating yesterday, that's fine. I'll take it. This was nothing against.
413 texter wants you to stop pretending to be a reporter. Are you pretending to be a reporter?
I don't think I'm pretending to be a reporter.
Has anybody on the show ever pretended to be a reporter?
No.
Definitely
not.
Where we work at a newspaper.
No.
Not at all.
And then for the people that are like, this is just as bad as Ben Volen, that's fine. You feel that way. Ben Volen was DM'd something and didn't check who that person was. Again, I know this person.
Courtney, you gonna listen to this person if they give you another scoop?
No. Like, that's it for me.
And ironically. Okay.
And I actually, can I just say one more thing, Curtis? I actually know that other people in media have used this source. So,
wow.
I will not be using this source anymore.
Was it Dan Shaughnessy?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
It was not.
That's shocking because he strikes me as a big loco guy. I would just say the irony of the people comparing Courtney to Ben Volen being the same people who were telling me that Rob Reinfart was an actual reporter. No, that's Ben Volen using a fake Twitter account as a means to get a story, because that's what he did. So you actually are Ben Volen, if you want to follow along.
It did occur to me, Curtis, while watching the Twitter verse, and there's no worse feeling. We've all felt it when you open Twitter and it says 20-plus notifications.
Never happened to me.
It's literally the worst. But when you're going through that, I'm clicking on these profiles. I'm like, damn, They're not coming at spitting chiclets.
Right.
They're not coming at the
that's
other.
That's because Sweeney went at spitting chicklets.
Well, I know, but that,
no, that's because girls don't talk to them, so they get mad at Courtney.
Yeah, and that's fine. Again, that's fine. If you want to be
also, Shannon Sharp had that same feeling once when opening Twitter up
and Instagram. If you want to be mad at me, that's fine. I won't be using this source anymore. But go back to watching Netflix. Go back to TikTok.
Courtney,
yeah, I will.
You know what that means? Another random bathtub boob slip. Get people's mind off of the sourcing of Swayman.
You know what, Wiggy? I will be honest with you. I did post a story from my massage yesterday in the middle of all the hatred, and I gave a little bit of boob.
You did?
Oh. Yeah. Wow. On purpose. On purpose.
How did we miss that?
It's still up.
Were those her two sources?
Nope. The two sources were very good. And I stick by that. Like, I didn't make it up. If you think that I'm sitting around making stuff up, I'm told a decent amount throughout the seasons, and I go with something that I feel like is credible.
The only cocoa bomb I want is the one in your bathtub.
I will say, cowardly of Woj retiring yesterday after my second bomb. I mean, he knew I was hot in his tail. Yes,
you still got that one. I would hang your hat on that that cocoa bomb.
Well, Sam Kennedy buying the Celtics soon, because I would love to ask him about it.
Yeah, Sam Kennedy has yet to be on the show.
Yeah.
In fact, today it's going to be Craig Breslow again. I don't know why Sam Kennedy's not on the show, but
pretty big story.
It's been a while. All right, so we'll continue to talk about this. I think you said to me in our meeting this morning, bring it.
Yeah, please. If you want to call instead of using, you know, a fake profile photo or a Twitch name, that's fine. I'm taking the criticism. Swing and a miss.
Stand on business, Courtney.
Yep.
That's what the kids say down here in Miami. Stand on business.
It must be nice to be right all the time, though.
All right. We are Wiggy's in Florida. We are going to be Wiggy, we'll get to your lead and my lead after 7.
Okay.
Because we are going to be joined by Bill O'Brien of Boston College Football next.